Here's what we're going to do. We're waiting for an amendment. What we're going to do is we're going to take public testimony on both these bills. We'll get the amendments, we'll move them. Open a public testimony on HB 4021. We have a sign up? Oh, we don't. We will call forward Mr. Gilliam and Mr. Nesbitt.
And Ms. Truffle is here.
And Mr. Egan.
Oh, it's public testimony. Oh, wait a minute. Let me clarify for the record, this is a work session. We are accepting public testimony. Mr. Gilliam.
The record, Mr. Gilliam. Joe Gilliam with the Oregon Grocery Industry Association.
Yep. Giddy up.
I'm here tonight to testify in favor of House Bill 4021. It's been a lot of meeting and a lot of compromise between several parties, the AFL-CIO, the Associated Oregon Industries, National Federation of Independent Business, and my group, the Oregon Grocery Industry Association. We have really broke this down into three main areas that are currently being worked on in the Legislative Council, and we're expecting it at any minute to be up here for your review and your action. The first component of the bill is to extend benefits as the bill came across from the House. The benefits would be extended at the current rate from March 17th to December 28th, 2002. So they go through the second, third, and fourth quarter. Second component of the bill, increase those rates above and beyond the base rate that's there today by $20 per week. Those benefits would be increased the second, third, and fourth quarter, but the fourth quarter would be contingent on the READ Act money from the federal government coming in. But the second and third quarters would be guaranteed, fourth quarter contingent. The third component is a federally funded employer tax reduction, and that would come in the third and fourth quarter. The third quarter would be guaranteed, the fourth quarter would be contingent on the READ Act funds if they were to come in. That would be a total of $23 million in federally funded employer credit. Those are the three main components of the bill that we put together and that are in addition to the first component is what was in the House bill. The last two are what's been added and in agreement by the four groups I mentioned. Questions, Mr. Chair?
Actually, I should say for the committee that just walked in, we spent all afternoon on this. I was speaking with Senator Deckard, but there's AFL-CIO, AOI, OGIA, NFIB, ABC.
Oregon Home Builders.
Yeah, is there any other acronyms?
So PTA.
PTA. Just kidding. So we actually have come to quite a consensus. Is there any questions for Mr. Gilliam? Thank you, Mr. Gilliam. Is Tim back from the governor's office? Lisa Trussell? I'll forward Lisa Trussell.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, for the record, I'm Lisa Trussell representing Associated Oregon Industries, and we too support House Bill 4021 as it will be amended because it will put dollars back into local economies and help people out substantially. We urge your support.
Mr. Nesbitt, welcome back from the governor's office.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, sorry I'm late. We appreciate the compromise that's been reached. What you have in front of you is a summary of improvements to House Bill 4021, the principal one being a payment of an additional $20 a week in unemployment insurance benefits beginning March 17th. To all recipients, that will continue through the first week of October or the last week of December, depending on whether they get federal READ Act money. And also contingent on the receipt of federal READ Act money is $23 million of one-time reductions in payroll taxes paid by employers. If that redact distribution does not occur. The payroll tax reduction for employers and the $20 week benefit increase will both terminate roughly the first week of October. We're trying to line up different sources of funds, the redact funds being funds which could be used, we believe, appropriately for, in this instance, as a one-time reduction for a one-time employer rate reduction, and making sure that our unemployment insurance trust funds go for unemployment insurance benefits. Thank you.
Thank you. It's been fun working with you. Is there any questions, Mr. Nesbitt? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bob Castagna.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. For the record, Bob Castagna, representing the Oregon Catholic Conference. We're delighted to be able to appear here this evening in support of this legislation. We were delighted also at the outset of this process to thank AOI, NFA, and AFL-CIO for jointly bringing this proposal. There is one comment that I would like to plant as a seed. If Congress were to act and additional REED funds were to come to the state of Oregon, and that is the one regret we have with this bill. We seek to extend the safety net for unemployed workers, and the one regret is that the benefits would run out during Christmas week if we received the first allotment of REED Act funds. The only suggestion we would make to you is if Congress acts and additional funds present themselves, and if this legislature were to have an additional opportunity before December the 28th, we would ask that you consider extending those benefits. The original proposal was to try to extend this program for 1 year. That's the suggestion that we would make to you, but we are in support of this legislation.
Any questions? Thank you very much. Philip Wong.
Thank you for this opportunity to testify, Mr. Chair. For the record, my name is Philip Wong. I represent Ecumenical Ministries of Oregon. Ecumenical Ministries of Oregon is a statewide association of 17 Christian denominations. We were asked early on when this proposal was being put together by AFL-CIO and AOI to be supportive, and we are still supportive now, so I'll keep my comments brief, is that we urge you to support this bill. Thank you very much.
Any questions? Thank you very much. Committee, we're still waiting for amendments, and so what we'll do is we'll close this work session until the amendments arrive, and then we will put it in and move forward. So we will close the work session on House Bill 4021A, open a work session on House Bill 4010A. And I apologize on the record to Representative Bustar, said I probably wouldn't move this bill till later, but things change, so I will call forward Mr. Egan. Did you contact Bruce?
No.
I'll take care of it.
Good evening, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Pat Egan. I am feedback. The governor's transportation and economic development policy advisor. Testifying today in support of House Bill 4010, both in its current form. You also have amendments that are before you. Won't go deep into those. I've testified. Most of you have a pretty good idea that the governor has promoted a transportation package, and in good faith, we've dealt with the committees, and I appreciate both the committees on the House and Senate side and their willingness to hear our positions on the bill. I guess because you have 4010 in front of you, I'll just do a quick drive-by on what's in there. A good portion of it are provisions that were in our original bill. Sorry, I've been running around here, Mr. Chair. Last session, you all did the good work of passing House Bill 2142 and 2139, which together made up the Oregon Transportation Investment Act of 2001, $400 million in bonding, financed primarily by an increase in title fees. And as it turns out, bond rates are excellent right now for some very bad reasons, and what Representative Starr is proposing to do in 4010 and what we are agreeing to is to adjust the rate cap there on the $400 million up to $500 million and hope that we can sell some more bonds, do some more projects that we all want to do, and and in its own way also stimulate the economy. There are also some public contracting changes, which there are some smart people from the department here that can answer some of your questions if you have them. Essentially, those provisions of the bill would allow the department to aggregate on a smaller scale some individual projects so that those bids could be let and allow contractors to bid on collections of projects. We also support those provisions of the bill. And there's also I'm not going to get into bond council stuff, but you've heard our general feelings on new projects, the desire for new expenditures. We believe the department can ably handle a lot of new expenditures, but in order to do all of those things, we would hope that there would be new revenue on the table. The Dash A3 amendments that you have in front of you and some of the materials that I've put in front of you for the TO 2002, that's basically what we've been talking about. Again, you've all heard me talk about those, and I appreciate your patience in dealing with us.
Patience is what we're all about.
That's Senator Atkinson, I couldn't agree more. I guess where we are, and I'll give you my shot really more. You've heard me talk about this from a transportation standpoint a lot, and I'll finalize my testimony here by talking about the economic stimulus aspects. We in the governor's office have recruited a number of different companies over the last few months, and in my experience there, several questions come up: education levels, workforce, the types of employees that you can offer, but transportation always comes up, almost regardless of the company. We've been recruiting a company in that has to haul some very, very heavy stuff, and they're very interested in the shape of our bridges, and we're interested in being able to provide them with some answers as to how we're going to address those, and we believe the Dash A3s would allow us to do that. In addition, there are a lot of companies and represented by AGC and some others that support this legislation that would like to see it go forward for the simple fact that we believe it would provide a lot of jobs and provide a lot of projects. And the very last thing I'll say here is, I know, Senator, again, I said that we're all about patience. Mm-hmm. The last thing I'll say here is the Governor's Economic Strategy Advisory Group, which was made up of 16 private sector and 5 public sector individuals, looked at dozens of economic stimulus possibilities. More money. This actual package for roads and bridges was number one. It was unanimous. They all ranked at the very top. So with that, thank you for your indulgence, Senator, and turn it over to Marsh if you have anything to say or questions.
Mr. Chair, I'm open to questions if you'd like to have some testimony explaining the bill, or if you don't get a point, we can move on.
If you could say your name for the record, Mr. Marsh, and tell us if there's any changes from what we heard in the contracting language between Tuesday and now.
Mr. Chair, Mike Marsh from ODOT, no change in the contracting language nor in the bond technical word.
Right. Any questions for Mr. Marsh, Mr. Egan?
Senator Decker. Thank you, Mr. Chair. And this is more of a comment, Pat. Because we too had an economic stimulus committee. I think most of the folks at the dais were on that committee, and the issue that came up more than any, it was number one by a long shot, that we could do was put some money on our roads and bridges. A, it's needed, and B, we have the lowest vehicle registration fees in the nation, and so the opportunity is prime. And unfortunately, I'm not going to submit the Dash A3 amendments because it just simply lacks the votes in this committee, and I'm told it lacks the votes in the Senate floor to move them. But I will say to my colleagues on the committee, I think we're missing a huge, huge opportunity right here. I just met with the businesses in Washington County, and they said the one thing, and I know the businesses from around the state have been just crystal clear on this, the one thing that we could do, the one tool that we have in our toolbox at the state, is to pass something like those A3 and put real money onto the street and stimulate the economy. And so, I don't know if you wish to comment, but I think we are. I think we're missing a huge, huge opportunity by passing this up, and I think we will regret it because this is the one stimulating activity that we could make.
Mr. Chair, Senator Deckert, couldn't agree more. This is the most comprehensive job creation bill that's in the legislature during this special session. I'll say that for the record. It's a product of a lot of work. Honestly, I believe that it would it would have enough support out there, but, you know, could be wrong. I guess we could find out. But I appreciate the comments.
Any further questions?
Thank you.
Jessica Harris.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Jessica Harris, and I'm here today on behalf of the Associated General Contractors. My members wouldn't forgive me if I didn't take this last opportunity to, first of all, say thank you very much for moving House Bill 4010A, hopefully, to the floor. We hope that this bill does move through and get signed. But before I finish my testimony here, they would also not forgive me if I didn't say that the Dash A3 amendment, while not politically feasible this evening, would have been important economic stimulus for them. My companies have been hard hit. They would be ready to move these jobs to get those things done. We appreciate that that's not going to happen this evening, but we thank you, thank the governor for having brought the idea forward, and we would implore this committee, for those of you that will be here next session, to continue this conversation and hopefully move something in this regard as you have the next opportunity to do so. So thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
Questions for Jessica Harris? Thank you. Andrea, Bogue and Bill, come forward from the League of Oregon Cities.
Good evening, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Andrea Fogle with the League of Oregon Cities. Support House Bill 4010, but we were also hoping to have the opportunity to support an amendment that would have brought the vehicle registration increase. We don't have to tell you how important the need is to local government, and we hope that you will consider something similar that will address that great need next session, if not this special session.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Bill Penhollow, representing the Association of Oregon Counties, and I would just echo Ms. Fogue's comments, but just add for your information, we have just gone through a six-month process with the public, with cities, counties, and the state, the process that was set up in the Oregon Transportation Investment Act. That process identified $1.5 billion in road needs. The bond authority that we have now is $400 million, does a lot, but doesn't accomplish the overall need. This would allow for a small increment of additional bonding authority and would allow for a number of other additional projects to be picked up. The point that I would want to make as I conclude here is that we've begun this process. We need to look ahead to the 2003 session to complete the process of developing some kind of a long-term funding strategy for our roads and bridges across the state. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Questions from Andrea Bill? Thank you. Anyone else would like to send 4010? Okay. This bill was on life support about 40 minutes ago. It looks like we are wrapping this thing down. We are in work session. Would somebody like to make a motion?
Yes, sir. I move that we approve this bill and pass it to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Mesley has moved House Bill 4010A with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Metzger.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a brief comment. We've heard some of those a few moments ago. We have a great need in this state for our infrastructure. And the infrastructure fuels our economy. And I appreciate what we're doing today. I was very worried that with Co-Chair Atkinson and myself and we heard this basic element of this bill, that this was doable and it was important. And I was worried that we would be losing this very obvious piece of legislation, and I'm very pleased that it's going forward. But I will also say, having served on transportation last session and looking what is the very damaging effects on our ability to move commerce in the state, I have in my district in 212 some businesses that have major need of the infrastructure of the state and their ability to move goods and services, their abilities to grow. We certainly have heard about all the bridge issues that we have and the effects that that has. and the increased cost of doing business. I am disappointed that we're not seizing that opportunity, and it certainly makes sense to do that today. I do hope that we address it later, because the need doesn't go away, it continues to grow. And if we're going to rebuild this economy, we have to have an infrastructure. And we've heard that over and over again. Business needs the infrastructure to move commerce, and we're losing that ability. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Other comments? Heard the motion before you. Would the clerk call the roll?
Senator Alford?
Aye.
Senator Deckard?
Aye.
Senator Mizzou?
Aye.
Senator Metzger?
Aye.
Mr. Atkinson?
Aye. Having the constitution required number of votes, the measure passes. House Bill 4010A passes. Senator Mesley will be the carrier. Open a work session, House Bill 4021A, and call forward Mr. Joe Gilliam and Mr. Tim Nesbitt. And that's good.
Mr. Chair, members, you should have dash A5 amendments for
that. Dash A5 amendments are here, and we have been waiting for page 2, right, for the last 3 hours?
Yes.
So...
Page 2 is there.
Gentlemen, did this do what we said we wanted it to do? I believe so.
Mr. Chair, for the record, Joe Gilliam with the Oregon Grocery Industry Association. As I read through the amendments, sections 2, 3, and 4, page 2 is there. We see these as doing what we just described to you. We can take you through each section if you'd like.
Tim?
Mr. Chair, I agree. This does what we described in the earlier handout.
Just for the record, give us the 4 points with the READ Act. 4 points being 13 weeks.
The 4 points are... as in the Engross version, 13 weeks of extended benefits beginning April 7th, which is the soonest that anybody will be running out of the 39 weeks, running through December 28th, funded from existing resources in our own UI trust fund. Point two is an extra $20 a week for all UI recipients, population which now numbers about 85,000. For beginning March 17th and continuing through the week that ends on October 5th, payable from our own UI trust fund. And continuing thereafter, from October 6th to December 28th, if we get at least $23 million in READ Act funds from the federal government and the distribution allows those funds to be used to pay benefits. Third point. There is a one-time reduction in employer payroll tax rates to be implemented in the third and fourth calendar quarters of this year, totaling roughly $23 million in savings for employers. And that's tied to the expectation that we receive at least $23 million in READ Act funds from the feds.
Fourth quarter.
That's in the third and if we don't receive those $23 million, that employer rate reduction does not apply in the fourth quarter. So we're kind of saying we're giving the benefit of the doubt to the prevailing wisdom that, in fact, Congress does nothing when we get this distribution. We're willing to start the employer rate reduction a quarter early. Worst case scenario, we don't get the money. The employer rate reduction stops after the third quarter. It doesn't apply in the fourth quarter. Best case scenario, it continues in the fourth quarter, as does the $20 payment.
Right. Any questions from the committee? I have to tell you, this is the best piece of sausage we've had all day.
Most importantly, it will really help.
It's a tremendous bill. Any questions? Head nodding? Head nodding? Okay. We've got a bill before us, or we've got an amendment before us. Somebody like to make a motion?
I would move the dash fives.
Senator Nelson has moved the dash 5 minutes to House Bill 4021. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? So moved.
I would move House Bill 4025 as amended to the floor with a due pass of
4021.
4021, excuse me. As amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Nelson has moved House Bill 4021. With the dash A5 amendments before the due pass recommendations. Is there any discussion? there any objection? Seeing none, motion passes. Close the House, I'll hear it. Close the work session on House Bill 4021. And we are going to recess the committee in case more comes over tonight from the House. So the committee will stand in recess.